Blog Talk Radio.
They call me Mr. Motivator, and it's my stage name. I also perform not only motivational speaking, but I also perform stand-up comedy. And I'm looking at all of the signs today, and I want to say to you, they're just right. You see, so many of us have a lot inside of us, but for some
Welcome, everyone. This is the Mr. Motivator Show. I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey, reminding you to dare to dream and to keep thinking big. You will discover your purpose in life. Well, folks, today we have another exciting show for you. The title of our show today is There a Gain Through Joy and Pain? For those of you that have tuned in, get ready for another exciting, uplifting show. We're going to cover quite a few things today, so sit back and enjoy, get your paper ready, and for those of you that just tuned in, this is a Mr. Motivator Show. So don't you go anywhere. Put down that piece of chicken and that potato salad, because it's time for you to get some inspiration and some motivation. Also, you can follow me at Twitter, and that is at C, Mr. Motivator. The letter C as in Paul, M-R-M-O-T-I-V-A-T-O-R. And also, don't forget to check out my blog, which is dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. We're going to begin our show looking at the challenges that all of us sometimes face. Right now, we're at the awesome DFW airport. And we decided to come out to the airport today just to pick up one of our guests and to interview some people here at the airport and to talk to them about the Mr. Motivate Show, because we want everyone to tune in, especially all of you that are here in the Dallas, DFW, Fort Worth area, also those of you that are abroad, even in other countries. The Mr. Motivator Show is not just about living life and complaining and feeling like there's nothing to look forward to. The Mr. Motivator Show is a show that's dedicated to giving you something positive, to bring and make a little joy or laughter to your life, to make things easier for you, to motivate you to take action, to live your life and be the best that you can be. Often, we give up when things get bad, when things are bleak. We just don't want to go any further. We lose our perspective on life. And depression, oppression, everything sets in. And it just changes our whole world. But let me tell you, folks, you don't have to let those things disturb your life. You don't have to let the disappointment, the bitterness, the rejection, no matter whatever it is that you've experienced, you don't have to settle for less when you can have the best. All of us, all of you that are listening, that's right, friend. you, the one sitting right now in your living room, in your recliner, you don't have to give up. You don't have to settle for less. That's right. You can have the best that this life has to offer just simply by changing your attitude and developing a better perspective in life. Even as we pass through the airport, we're in a situation right now. There's a traffic jam. And we're trying to get to the studio because we want to go a little bit more in-depth with our discussion today. But it was all worth it because I picked up a special guest at the airport. And believe it or not, our guest has been out of the country. This was a special guest. Actually, we have two special guests here today. But this one particular guest travels around the world just to help people to bring light into their homes. He visits a lot of hospitals. He goes places where a lot of people don't go because he's about changing lives. And he's here with us right now. My driver is slowing down. We're at the studio. And we're going to get to the studio and go a little bit further into our discussion today. But, folks, we do have a solution for your pain. We do have a solution for your problem. Just listen to the show today. Get your pens and paper. Take notes because your situation is going to change. There's no doubt about it. And our guest is quiet, and I know he has something good to share with us. And we're going to give our guest a few minutes to go into the green room so he can get hooked up. We want to put a mic and everything on him. And we have another guest that's already in the studio waiting on us. So we're going to get her there. But, folks, this is your life. We want you to live your life to the fullest. Enjoy every aspect of it. Okay? Would you have the security guy to have him to open that door for us, please? Thank you. Tell him we want to get into the studio. Thank you. But anyway, folks, life is about enjoying yourself, fulfilling your dream, fulfilling your purpose. All of us have a purpose to fulfill in life, and it's up to us to fulfill that purpose and to make our world a better world. Are you gonna do that? Are you gonna make your world a better world, or are you gonna give up? No. And it's another great day, even though it's still hot here in Texas. Texas is one of the hottest states to be in at this particular time. And our guest probably hasn't gotten quite adjusted to the weather here yet. I see he's already sweating a little bit, but I think he's going to be okay. We're going to wait for our staff member. Okay, could you get his luggage, please? Oh, thank you. We're going to get the guest on in. And we're going to go from there. But we just want to thank y'all for tuning in. Thank you. And it's another great day. So here we are. We're already here at the studio. They got everything set up for us really nice. So would you... Okay, thank you for putting the mic on our guest.
We're going to wait till the other one gets in, and we're going to get everything situated. You can right there.
Well, for those of you
that are listening, we're covering everything dealing with pain. We're dealing with any aspect that has hindered your life, anything that you feel that's robbing you of your joy, that's defeating you. We're going to cover that right now. But I'm not going to hold you in suspense any longer. I'm going to tell you who the special guest is that my staff and I picked up at the airport today. And we're just so happy that he came in to be on our show, and he's going to share some things with us and the success he's experienced in a lot of the different countries he's visited. We're going to talk to him about quite a few things. So it gives me great pleasure to introduce our guest today. Oh, by the way, there was another guest waiting here at the studio, and she got to our studio set early. And she decided to wait at the studio set while the rest of us went to the airport to pick up our guest. Now, I'm going to introduce both of our guests to you. But I think I'm going to save the special guest. I'm going to introduce him last. But it gives me great pleasure to welcome back to our show again the lovely, talented, beautiful, smart, successful Miss Lois Book. The host of Let's Talk Truth and also the editor of the Let's Talk Truth magazine that's getting ready to hit the press. Hey, welcome back, Lois. Thank you for coming out.
All right. Thank you, Jose.
Okay, folks, here's a surprise. The guest that we went to the airport to pick up is none other than you. I know you folks have been asking about him, but I talked to him because I wanted to make sure that while he's here in the States, the first show he's going to appear on is the Mr. Motivated show. Now, folks, oh, y'all got the mics on him good? Okay, make sure we can hear him and everything. Okay, it gives me great pleasure to welcome to our show the one and only, the funniest man in town, the man that brings joy to everybody, ladies and gentlemen, the Joy Doctor. Well, we're going to kick it off, and we're going to give each of our guests a chance to talk about our subject today. And our subject that we're covering today is their gain through joy and pain. Well, we're going to kick it off and let the Joy Doctor say hi to everyone. And Joy Doctor, for those new to the show, our new viewers, would you tell them who you are, and we'll go from there.
That's right. I am the Joy Doctor, brought to you right here on Blog Talk Radio, hosted by Mr. Motivator. Glad to be here today. And Let's Talk Truth with Ms. Lois. Amen? That's right. So I'm glad to be here today in the States, being able to come by and just share a little bit about joy and pain with Mr. Motivator on Mr. Motivator's show today. So I'm going to give it back to Mr. Motivator, and we're going to go from there.
Okay. Thank you, Joy Doctor. It's just a pleasure and an honor to have you and the lovely, talented Miss Lois Bullock on our show today. Now, Joy Doctor, I know you've had some challenges in your life, and some of the things that you experienced as a kid growing up, could you tell us maybe some of the challenges that you met at an early age that was a little bit rough for you on maybe going to school. I don't know if you encountered situations with maybe bullies, or maybe you encountered situations with hostile teachers or whatever. Could you share some of the things that were traumatic to you for you dealing with that when you were younger?
Yes, Mr. Motivator. The first thing I want to deal with is growing up, my first tragedy and my first situation I had to deal with was being given away. Yes, I was given away at a young age. My mother was not able to take care of me, so she gave me up to my grandparents. And my grandparents, they took care of me up until that school age. And then my mom came back in the picture, and she began to care for me. But at another early age, her and my stepdad, they separated. So I ended up moving to another state, another school, where I had no friends, had no one to deal with, no one to talk to. So I got kind of pushed around a little bit, so I had to end up trying to fight my way back. And I found out that, you know, after being suspended a couple of times, that wasn't the right choice. So I had to make some right choices, even at an early age. So in that, I found out that even though I was going through that situation didn't have to be inside of me. So I was able to, through help and just being able to talk to different people, I was being able to get that situation that was surrounding me out of the inside of me. So now that's why I can talk to kids and let them know that no matter what you're going through, no matter what your situation is, if it's not good as far as the surroundings, that does not mean that it has to be a part of you. It does not have to be a part of you. So you don't have to be a product of your environment. You can overcome. You can excel. You can be the light to your community.
Wow. Thank you. I didn't realize that you experienced something like that, Joy Doctor. That, wow, to experience rejection at an early age and for you to overcome that and to be one of my favorite comedians, one of my favorite celebrities, I'm just in awe about that. The other question I want to ask you is, how did you get into comedy? How did you find out you were funny? Did the kids, did you make your parents laugh, or was it something that happened in school? And what age did all this come about?
Well, Mr. Motivator, that was at a young age. And really, you know, growing up in the country, we didn't have no toys, so we had to make our own. So when we made our own, when we did our own, that caused me to be more creative. And so being more creative, that allowed me to tune into my creativity. Mm-hmm. So as I began to tune into my creativity, I began to speak and talk. And when I would say different things, people would laugh.
Okay.
And so I just began to talk and have fun with it and play with it. And I began to be not really the clown of the family, but bring laughter to the family, bring laughter to the environment and to my surroundings. And I enjoy bringing and lifting people's spirits up.
Uh-huh.
I enjoy being a part of someone's life that I may smile and may feel good. It's not about me. It's more about them.
Okay? Now, with that, okay, now we're going to give Miss Lois a chance to share some things with us. And you look beautiful again today, as usual. And you always look like a movie star whenever you come to the set. I mean, you know, I'll be honest with you, Miss Lois. For years, I would often dream, wonder what it would be like if Oprah gave me one of her bank accounts. But you know what? I don't even think about that anymore. I'm like, what would it feel like if Lois gave me one of her bank accounts? Okay, well, go ahead.
All right, Mr. Motivator. I was listening to the Joy Doctor, and he just gave me something within about what he said. We're talking today about is there a gain through joy and pain. And, you know, initially he did start out with some pain. And but he managed to make that pain become a joyful situation. So that was his gain on that part. Now, our young people today aren't motivated to be creative because we have microwaved them to death. Everything we do, we're the TV is raising our children, the different games that they play, we buy. And it's nothing wrong with having those things, but everything should be done in moderation. So that's why we have no creativity. He and I came from similar backgrounds because I didn't have a television until I was a junior in high school. And then the one we got, after it played a movie part way, it would get hot and cut off. We had to wait till it cooled down to come back home. So you find your most creative people are the ones who didn't have television, who didn't have the different internets and computers. Because right now, our kids aren't creative. Everything they get now comes from the internet. But what comes from deep within? Sometimes I get frustrated because I try to have children create different things that we might get incorporated into a business for them. But and I stop being frustrated because you can't bring something out of you that's not in you. No one has ever tapped into that creativity because I believe deeply within you have to have a little pain in order to have joy and to be able to do the things that, that you do and to be as creative as you are. So, you know, I just wanted to kind of interject that and let everybody know that I'm really enjoying the show this morning.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you. Now, you guys are so awesome. And you mentioned something I thought was awesome, Lois. You said we, through our hardships, sometimes we learn to be creative. Well, our situation was that we didn't have a lot of toys, and we grew up with challenges as well. And I remember looking at TV, and I remember our TV was black and white. And then when we finally got color, I saw some characters, and I decided to be creative and pretend I was some of those characters. Now, I'm going to do this because I think Lois needs a good laugh. And the joy doctor, you need a good laugh too. So, Mr. Mulvey, see, I try to be cool and collected, but since the joy doctor's here today, I'm going to let my hair down. Now, what I want y'all to do, I'm going to show you, give you a demonstration of my creativity with one of my characters. Now, joy doctor, I'm going to let you introduce me,
okay.
And I'm going to put on my little outfit right here,
okay,
and you notice I bought some aluminum foil,
yes.
And I have this cap, because I learned you got to be creative. Now, what this aluminum foil is going to do, I'm going to create what they call a grill. Now, Lawrence, could you do this for the joy doctor? I know you're not going to take a picture of me, but go ahead. But don't put it online yet. But I want you to introduce a certain character, and I'm going to hold my hand up when I'm ready, and I want you to introduce this character, and you that are sitting out in the audience, I want you all to clap, and then I'm just going to let this character say one little word or so and let you guys express some of my creativity. So, Lois, go ahead and take the mic.
Well, are you well versed in all characters, or
I want you to introduce this character to ladies and gentlemen. This was Flavor Flav.
All right. You know, let me take that back. I thought about how I might react should I ever meet Flavor Flav in person. I take that back. I have not been sitting up wanting to meet Flavor today. I just wondered how heavy that clock was on him all around his neck. Yeah, and if he could hold it up. So, ladies and gentlemen, and those of you that's in the audience today, we have a treat. Now, those of you that are on the radio, this is a visual aid, but be creative in your mind and just kind of get the concept of what's going on. We have in our studio
Flavor Flav.
Yes, boy.
Well, how awesome that was. Now, the real Flavor Flav couldn't have done that any better. In fact, I thought it was the real Flavor Flav. Except, you know, you should see the people in here. They are really, really rolling in their seats. Because Mr. Motivator has used his creativity to make us really see the real Flavor Flav. Did anybody get goosebumps? I think a lot of females in here got goosebumps. You never thought you'd get to see Flavor Flav. But, yes, he was here this morning. So we thank you for that. How you can be joyful. One thing about joy takes away pain. It replaces pain. It makes you exercise it and get rid of it. So anytime you can get rid of something, that's a gain, isn't it?
That's right.
So it is. I know people never think that you can put joy and pain in the same thing and get good results, but you can.
Yes, you can.
And we need to start, man, the way this world is today, you have to have some joy. You have to be able to laugh.
That's right.
So that you won't feel, can you imagine us being in pain
24/7? Oh, no.
Couldn't do it. All right, well, let me give you back to Mr. Motivator.
Okay. Thank y'all for being such a great audience. I hope y'all enjoyed my little impression of Flavor Flav. And he's an old rapper, but he's successful, and he still has a show called The Flavor of Love, and there are all beautiful women all around the country are coming to this show because they want to marry Flav, and they're going out on a date with him. So, Miss Lois, if you're still single, I think Flav has some opportunity. Now, that's going to make Flav feel bad. Just saying that the clock is, and plus, you're going to be too heavy for it.
Too much weight on Flav. Oh, no.
I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you guys, I wish you were here at the set. The Joy Doctor with Miss Lois, they are just some entertainers here. And it's hard for Mr. Motivator to do his show today without wanting to bust out laughing. And the Joy Doctor, people looked at him at the airport. He had on his doctor's outfit and his stethoscope, and they didn't know if he was going to perform surgery at the airport or what. But... And he's such a cool guy. I mean, he is drawing those folks. Look at him. Little kids look at him and say, you next? So laughter is awesome. And I think I dealt with a lot of pains when I was younger. And sometimes there's pain when you lose a loved one or there's a sudden death or someone you're close to in the family. And a lot of those things, they really do affect you. And you think about those people that you love. But what really helped me was I remember turning on the TV and just to look at certain people in it would make me laugh just to look at them. There was this man, they call him Red Skelton, and he made me laugh, and he was so funny. And yes. And I'm more... Miss Lois, I don't know if you remember this lady. You might be too young to remember her.
I probably am, but I think I heard my mom talk about
her. But her name was Moms Mabley, and she was
my mother talk about it.
She was a funny
Martha. Yes, I heard my mother talk about it. I absolutely don't remember.
And the Joy Doctor, you remember that shirt that you wore to your the convention center last year when you did that comedy show, the one that the shirt with all the colors. Now, that shirt reminded me of Rodney Dangerfield. I don't know if you remember him, but he was a very funny actor.
I was abroad during that time.
Okay. But we want you to
you and Lois to share a couple of people or entertainers who you felt like really brought joy and laughed you, it helped you kind of snap out of some of your depression. So I'd like for each one of y'all to share somebody that made you laugh.
Okay. Well, I have a few, but my favorite one was Mr. Red Fox. I love Sanford and Son. Hey, bring a flashback. I remember watching Sanford and Son, especially when the earthquake came or whenever he thought he was going to have a heart attack.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. And I love the interaction that he had with his sister-in-law, Esther.
Oh,
yeah. Woo, I love that. That was one of my So that was one of my yes.
That's
and she called him the devil.
Yes, she sure did.
Yes. But I enjoyed him and then coming on up for the people that, you know, really didn't watch them, you know. I liked the JJ on Good Times. Because everything was dynamite. Yeah. I love the good times. JJ, he might have got himself in a jam, but he always came on top because he had supporting parents to help him. So I really enjoyed that. And then here lately, I've been watching, you know, some of those Tyler Perry movies. And he had really enlightened me and brought me up on some different things, especially some of the things that he went through and how he's reaping the benefits now because of some of the things that he went through. So those are few of the many that I have. Because of time, you know, I can't tell them all, you know, but because of that, I do know those three.
I got one for, I'm not going to let a Lord share one, but I don't know if you watched the episode when, I think on Sanford and Son, Aunt Esther had on a dress or something, and I think her dress, her dress kind of came up a little bit and showed her knee, and Fred Sanford's best friend, Grady, turned around and looked over at her, and she said, "Watch it, sucker." that was my favorite.
Yeah.
But anyway, Lord, could you share a couple things?
Well, listen, all of these people are so great, so funny, and this is not really telling my age, because like I said, I'm a single person, and, you know, I don't want people to think I'm too old for the dating scene. But anyway, let's move on. One of my all-time favorites was Flip Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
Flip Wilson was awesome because, I mean, I would just love to look at Flip Wilson because he kind of did like we do today. He blamed the devil on everything. Anything that, anytime you do something that, you know going to get you in trouble, he never took responsibility for it, kind of like we do today.
Right,
we never take responsibility. We always blame it on somebody else.
That's right.
Well, he blamed the devil on everything. So women, and when you're out there spending money and you go by and you buy those clothes you know your husband can't afford, just say, the devil made you do it. So, that's what I liked about him. And he showed how weak we are to temptation.
That's right.
You know, the dress would be in the window, and he would tell the dress, okay, I'm coming in that store, but I'm not going to buy you.
Mm.
Then he'd go in the store and he'd say, okay, I'm going to try you on, but I'm not going to buy you. Well, when he ended up leaving the store with the dress, like some of us do, I'm a shoe person, so that's what I do with shoes. But anyway, he was just awesome, and he gave us all some ideas on how to not be accountable but come out on top.
You guys are so right. I mean, y'all are really bringing back the memories. You caused me to think about some great. But I don't know if y'all heard about it. One actor that is unfortunate that happened. They caught him last week, I think. And this particular actor, they caught him a breaker into Tom Jones' house. And the police arrested him. And he was in the getting something out of the refrigerator. And when they got him to the jailhouse, they found out that it was the young man that played a brother man on All Mart. He was hungry. He decided to go inside Tom Jones' house and get something to eat.
He broke down off his love.
That's right.
Maybe he got it $5.
You
to share that with y'all. Tell them what, how you feel about Brother Man.
Brother Man, there is not a fifth floor in Todd Joyner's house. Maybe you were counting five doors and you thought every door was a floor.
And now we don't want to leave out our female entertainers. So Miss Lawrence, is there a female actor that comes to mind that really brought laughter to you and with her uniqueness, the way she was able to snap the audiences out of a depression?
I really can't think of one now, and I'm not pro woman, anti-woman. Is that what you call
it?
I just can't think of one that comes to mind right at the present. Like, you know, let me see. Oh, yeah, now Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
Lucy Ricardo. It took Lucy. It took Lucy longer to die than anybody. You could shoot Lucy in the heart with a 357 Magnum. It would take her a whole day to die.
Yes.
She'd fall out, then come back.
Yes.
Fall out, then come back. And Lucy got herself into so many situations. Now, that's creativity.
That's right. That's
she would put herself in situations, but she, you know, get a wiggle her way out of it. And especially when she's doing something and she heard this voice say, "Lucy, I'm home." She knew Ricky was at home.
Exactly.
And that she had to get herself together.
Yes.
And, you know, my favorite thing with Lucy when they were in the factory where you make, I think they were making candy.
Yes.
She was on the assembly line,
mm-hmm.
and it was coming by too fast. And she was trying to eat it and put it in her pockets and do, you know, that's what we do sometimes.
That's right.
Our life is moving so fast. We're trying to eat it up, put it in the pocket. We just need to slow the belt down. So, yeah, Lucy, that she was really a great person that made me laugh a lot.
Wow. Thank you. Guys are so awesome. You know, we really should appreciate where we came from, our childhood and everything, and how we went through some of the challenges and where we are now. And I can recall when I was in grade school, I want you guys to think I'm a little older than y'all or anything, but...
What do you think, Jordan?
My hair's gone. Well, mine's not gone, too.
Well, we lived out on the farm with our grandparents, you know. And so one day my grandfather brought me to school. And so some of the kids at school were waiting there when we pulled up on the campus. Now, mind me, buddy, it was. Were you one of those kids on my campus? Some of the kids from the project, they all stood there. So my grandfather pulled up there, and we were in the wagon. And then he said, "Whoa, boy, whoa." So I was just laughing up. And I got out of the wagon with my lunch pail. And the kid like, "Where did he come from?" And they started calling me the rifleman at school. "Where's Margie?"
Listen, we've all had those embarrassing moments. I'm just sad to say mine was as an adult that I embarrassed my children. I was married to a pastor, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, most pastors have to drive a Cadillac, right?
Right.
Well, my husband had a white Cadillac.
Hmm.
And he let someone fashion him a white wooden cross right in the back window of that Cadillac. So wherever he drove, you saw that white cross. So my daughter was a student at Skyline High School at the time.
Hmm.
And her kids, the other kids, students would tell her, "Here come your mama in the cross car." And she would be trying to, "That's not my mama. That's not my car." And she'd try to wake around, you know, the school where she'd be by herself.
Yeah.
But they all teased her, "Here come your mama and pick you up in the cross car." But let me tell you, sometimes people laugh at you.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have a car.
Right, that's right.
And eventually,
when she went from place to place, it was packed with other students.
That's right.
Everybody was riding in the cross car. So you have to be aware when people are laughing at you, they're laughing at you because they don't have even that.
That's right.
When the kids that laughed at you in your wagon, and they probably had to walk all the way in that mud and whatever, and they were probably barefooted.
Yes.
So that's why they laughed at you.
That's right.
And, you know, but that made you creative. You learned how to walk like you was carrying a rifle and, you know.
Thank you, Grant.
Yeah. You say, yes, I'm the rifleman, and don't you forget it. I could take you down, brother.
That's right. That's right. That's also, too, like Ms. Rose was saying, that when people are laughing, it's a lot of times they're laughing because they're not where you at.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to get you, they try to pull you down to their level. So in order for you to be down on that level, they have to pull you down there. But if you don't allow them to pull you down there,
mm-hmm.
but you reach back, and like you say, when the cross car was moving, everybody was in there. So you have to pull them up along with you
mm-hmm.
to let them know, hey, you might not like what I have. You might not think that this is the best, but this is the best that I have right now. And if you want to be a part of it, then you come aboard. So that's helping them also change their way of thinking, and that's bringing them up to a positive out of their pain, because sometimes people don't know how to deal with pain.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that's the only way they know how to deal with pain is by lashing out, by throwing things out at other people, cutting them down and cutting
that's
them off.
Bullies. That's where bullies come from.
Yes, and that's where bullies
mm-hmm.
come from.
They're in pain. And, you know, it made me creative.
Mm-hmm.
The cross car made me creative because when I went through the divorce, of course, I lost the cross car.
Mm-hmm.
And but I wanted to look like I had a tag.
Mm.
So I bought me a Hyundai Sonata. And
you put a car on the front.
And so everybody saw this one lady thought it was really a jag.
Mm.
And she said, oh, she thinks she's something because she got a jag. Well, spread the mighty word, say, Miss Lois, that's just a Jaguar wannabe. That's not a jag. I said, I know what it is, but other people don't know.
Right.
So, you know, it made me creative. I,
mm-hmm.
you know, I had an imitation jag.
You guys, it's hard for me to contain myself today because y'all are so funny. But now, we got to learn to laugh at ourselves. If you can't laugh at yourself, and my uncle, I'm so thankful that Uncle Rail told me that he laughed at himself.
Mm-hmm.
He had a traumatic situation because he said one Sunday after the church services, they all were gathered around, and the pastor and some other people, and one of the deacons walked up to him and said, hey, Brother Rail, those are some good-looking alligators you're wearing. And Uncle Rail said, he looked down and said, hey, man, I ain't got no alligators. I'm barefooted. And I said,
I was born on by the river.
So that changed my attitude. I said, well, hey, them called me the rock man. He's married to the pair. Oh, some pretty gas you were.
I can understand what you're talking about. We've all been teased
mm-hmm.
at one time or the other, but it doesn't matter how much you're teased. Just make sure you stay focused on what you need to stay focused on. And I promise you, it hurts
mm-hmm.
when people tease you,
yeah.
but you have to take that hurt and turn it into something positive. And I always, you know, you know God is right there for you because there's a scripture for that, too.
Yes.
It says, well, we know all things work together for good to them that love God and those are called according to his purpose.
Yes, yes.
Brother Jay,
yes.
that made you who you are today, Mr. Motivator, by first starting out as Rifleman.
That's right.
So that, you know, learning how to pump that gun, and
mm-hmm.
now you can do your creativity like that and make people laugh.
Yes.
And that is so awesome to be able to do that. And the Joy Doctor, he took his adversity. Can you imagine? So
somebody giving you away and you sitting there wondering, why'd they give me away? Was my head too big or
you
didn't have enough hair? What is it?
Yeah.
Why would they give me away?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's the giving away that builds in you the character you have,
yeah.
The character that you're going to be. I take that from my mom. My mom had siblings, and she was given to an aunt and an uncle.
Mm-hmm.
And the aunt and uncle, they were wealthy, but they had a bunch of kids.
Mm-hmm.
So she grew up fighting her way through everything.
Okay.
But that made her a strong person. On the other hand, her sister wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And her sister was just timid. I mean, you could walk on her. You could do everything to her. And she ended up in some unfortunate situations because of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell my mother all the time, you were blessed because it taught you
mm-hmm.
how to take care of yourself.
That's right.
And so that's what it does to a lot of people. You know, pain makes you dig within. Now, we're not talking about people who come up here, the three faces of Eve.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
that generate all these personalities.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not knocking these people. But there is a place that you can come from to make your pain a positive thing.
That's right.
And so we have to focus on that, and we have to start helping people that come up with all these different personalities. But, you know, the Joy Doctor has several personalities. You know, he's in all different characters. You know, we think that's made up characters. We don't know what those things are coming from. So you have to just take your time and wonder.
Yeah.
Same thing with Mr. Motivator. He motivates, but where does it come from?
Yeah,
you
right.
know, didn't come from the Rifleman.
That's right.
Okay, here we
right.
go.
You're right, and I just wanted to apologize to Dick and Wilson out there because Sunday before last, my pastor gave me a rebuke. Because we had a foot washing ceremony, and when Deacon Wilson, they got ready to wash his feet, and he took his socks off, Joy Doctor, and his shoes, and everybody, people started fainting, and I mean, it was just awful, and I burst out laughing. And so, Deacon Wilson, I want to apologize, and I didn't really know what athlete's feet were until I saw his feet. I hope he can get something done for them.
All I know, let me give everybody a little hint. If you know it's going to be a foot washing service at church, wash your feet before you go.
That's right.
Because I promise you, you can't go up there with toe jam and stuff and expect somebody to wash your feet. I don't want to be embarrassed like that. When I get ready to go get a pedicure
uh-huh.
and next, I cut my nails before I go clean my feet up
mm-hmm.
because, you know, somebody's out doing your feet and they're looking down at your feet and saying, been on time, you know. And then they start talking in that language to the other person. And I'm saying, hey, I'm sitting right here.
That's right.
You know, I may not know what you're saying, but you're talking about my feet.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to make sure we keep ourselves groomed before we go to get groomed.
That's
okay?
That's right. If you got somebody manicure your feet and you hear them making those Bruce Lee sounds, your feet may need some real help.
That's right.
Joy Doc, would you like to make some more comments here before
I would just like to say that, like Ms. Lewis Bullock was saying, and Mr. Motivator, in your situation in life, you have to look back and see the things that you've gone through and not allow them to make you bitter, but allow them to make you better. Because the fact that it's making you better will give you the positive outlook that say, hey, I don't have to be beneath this. I don't have to be like this. I can be a positive impact. And a lot of times people that have been homeless, they come out of the homeless situation and they help build shelters because they want to give back to the people because they know what it was like to be homeless. So they don't want to be in that situation anymore, so they also want to help other people to come out of that situation. So we always want to use that pain for the positive and not for the negative.
Mm-hmm. Amen. You're right, Joy Doctor. We have to use our pain for the positive and not for the negative. I know one thing that motivated me. I don't want any more tomato sandwiches or mayonnaise sandwiches with no meat on them.
I thought it was just a jam sandwich.
Okay, now, I haven't had a jam sandwich. You just jam bread with nothing on it.
Jam bread together, and that's it. You eat it or get the water.
Now, that really takes some
that. Oh, yeah.
I've had air sandwiches with no bread, so it's just air.
You're just right.
You're
just, oh, bread.
Now, that seems like it might give a person a bad case of gas.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's why they had that big old bottle of pink. I think it was called Pepto Bismol. Tastes like bubble gum.
Yeah, that Pepto Bismol, it was something else.
I had some neighbors. They didn't do Pepto Bismol. They did Maalox and all of that. And then nothing was so embarrassing than to have your parents in the store asking the pharmacist, "Has this guy, my daughter here, had cash?" You know, that was really embarrassing. But you take that pain and you become creative. When you grow up, you don't eat air sandwiches anymore.
That's right.
Amen. That's true. We have some embarrassing moments like that. And we would sneak in there and eat some of the cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And we grew up, they had these big giant blocks of government cheese.
Mm.
And by the time you eat two of those, three of those government cheese sandwiches, you needed some help. And my mother had some castor oil.
Mm.
And even to this day, I frown when I see that bottle of castor oil. Because it seemed like it just make everything run away from your body.
That's right.
But who are you?
Mr. Motivator, my situation was, I love chocolate.
Oh.
So one morning, I went into my mom's room and saw on the top of the dresser that she had chocolate. Not knowing that they was X-Lax. Because, you know, back in the day, at the little village square, they called X-Lax.
Uh-huh.
And, boy,
you talking about the square. You just didn't eat
it. Right, that's right. And so that held me in one spot for a long time. And from then on, that taught me two lessons. Don't eat nothing that I don't know what it is. But the first main lesson is don't put your hand on nothing that don't belong to you.
All right.
That's the main lesson.
You're right. And my mother didn't believe in, you know, killing animals or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so she would take a piece of that chocolate, that X-Lax, and put that in the corner for the mice to eat.
Mm.
And we didn't have rats and mice at our house. I mean, we didn't have rats either because that egg might be the job. It was to the neighbor's house.
You know, Mr. Motivator and Joy Doctor, listen, we did come up in some really kind of unfavorable conditions.
Because
I was telling my daughter about some of the things I experienced growing up, and these were her exact words. "Oh, Mother, you were brought up in horrible conditions, just horrible conditions." But those horrible conditions blessed me to be the person that I am today.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have a sun drop drink. You know, we couldn't drop it like it's hot.
Right.
We didn't have Sprite and things like that. So we had what we call Kool-Aid.
Yes.
Now, let me go a little further, and I know these guys are not going to remember this, but they are older than me, so we had Polly Pop.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember Polly Pop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my mother used to can jelly. She used to make jelly from grapes.
Okay.
Now, I didn't know, or none of her kids knew, that the grape juice you didn't use, if you kept it a year, it's fermented. It's wine.
Yes.
We didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So while me and my nephew and my sister was playing Matt Dillon on Gunsmoke, riding into Dodge City on our horses, and we walked in the saloon, we had gotten some grape juice from under the counter in the kitchen. And we were saying, "Give me a sarsaparilla." Well, we would pour a little of that grape juice and drink it and then ride off in the sunset.
Mm.
Well, we didn't realize that that riding in the sunset and that sun was hot and that wine was working on our system. And we were getting sicker and sicker and sicker. Now, we had cows, everything, so we lived absolutely on the farm.
Gotcha.
When my mom and dad came home, my nephew was in the cow trough in the barn, knocked out, sun beating down in his face. How do you say the sicker you get?
Mm-hmm.
My sister was laying in the grass between the house and the barn.
Mm.
I was laying in the front yard, just sick as a dog.
I almost made it.
But listen, let me tell you what that did for me.
Yeah.
I didn't drink when I got older.
That's right.
I didn't want to be sick like that. I didn't drink back then, and I don't drink now.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to be that sick. That's
yeah.
a feeling.
Yeah.
I don't understand how people drink now and have a hangover and go back and drink that evening.
That's right.
I just couldn't do it.
No.
So through the pain that we went through,
mm-hmm.
guess what? I learned a lesson from it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So this is what we all have to do. Take our pain, learn from it, get something positive out of it.
That's right. Mm.
You're right. Speaking of drinking, I never saw my grandfather do any drinking except when we had some spinach and collard greens.
Mm.
He'd say, "Give me a bowl and let me have that pot liquor." And I'm like, liquor. I was a little kid. I'm like, I want to see what liquor tastes like. Well, I drank some of that pot liquor, and I thought, hey, if that's the way alcohol tastes, I don't want any of it.
That's right. That's right. Now, mine was smoking. Now, we took my uncle, they took a little brown piece of paper
mm-hmm.
and rolled it up because, you know, in the country, that's what we saw. We saw it with the brown paper with the tobacco.
And, Alan, you know it was the brown paper sack. Go ahead.
It was the brown paper sack. And so we tore off the brown paper bag and we rolled up some tobacco in there.
Uh-huh.
And he hit it one time and I hit it. That's all I remember. I was gasping for my breath. I was breathing deep, trying to get all the air that I could. I remember them running and get the brown paper bag that we just had tore the piece off and putting it over my mouth so I could breathe. And from that point on, I never tried smoking. I never did tobacco or any of that because I did not like that feeling because it took over my life. It almost took me out of here.
Mm-hmm. Because when you get drunk from tobacco snuff,
mm-hmm.
you think you're turning green. That's what you
That's
feel.
Right.
Like your body is turning green. You're so sick.
Right.
But, you know, we sit here and pet this thing.
Mm-hmm.
We rolled brown paper bags and we took cotton from the mattress. We didn't have, where'd you get tobacco from? We took cotton from the mattress.
Ooh,
you were either smoking leaves.
you guys always are an enlightenment to the Mr. Motivator Show. And it looks like we're out of time, but we'll be back next week with more great shows, and we're expecting all of you to tune in again. So tell your friends and your loved ones to check out the Mr. Motivator Show. Dare to dream and keep thinking big, because you will discover your purpose in life. Remember to check out my blog, dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com, and you can follow Mr. Motivator on Twitter, and that is at C Mr. Motivator. The letter C, as in cow, MRMITOVATOR. Again, thank you, Joy Doctor. Thank you, Lois. Hey, you guys are awesome, and I look forward to being on your shows when you guys get some time for me. And feel free to come back, and thank you for just being so awesome. You guys have a great weekend, and we look forward to seeing you at the next show or the next convention that y'all get ready to put on.
All right.